Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Today, because the women and the people that, especially women, that don't listen to radio and like that are living in like everyday life. I go into the bank yesterday and the lady didn't know me. Why do you have on shorts and a hat?
It's a fair question.
And I was like, because I'm confused into this shower.
A green beard.
A green beard walking into an establishment wearing shorts, looking like UConn Cornelius. There might be some phone calls being made. You know what I mean?
So this has gone from being just, kind of just a dream to now I actually can close my eyes and picture us on Bourbon Street. I'm not sure where you went. And I look up down the runway, and there's Hugh and his green beard on Bourbon Street, Super Bowl week, led by the defense.
You know what the unfortunate thing about this is? It's because I am comfortable in the way that I dress on a daily basis. And for the most part, our listeners understand that about me. But I'm living out in the suburbs now with these good white folks. And they going to look at me looking real crazy. You know what I mean? And now I'm making people uncomfortable running around with a hat on.
Hold on. The shorts and hat are your own decision. The green beard is out of your hands.
No, I'm just saying.
Because of your take.
No, but I'm saying now I have to explain to these folks why I look the way that I do. I ain't have to do that before. They just kind of let me be. You know what I mean? Now I'm riding up and everybody looking at me going to the other side of the street and whatnot. Yeah, this might be a thing.
Well, all because this is the best Eagles defense we've ever seen. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to your phone calls here on this. We'll let you hear what Doc said yesterday on with Kay Adams about the two young defensive backs, what he loves watching about these guys. But the more I look at this, it feels like we're watching, and my eyes tell me, watching the best Eagles defense I've ever seen. 22 was great, but it's hard for me to get past how good quarterbacks beat them up, right? The Cowboy game in December with Dak Prescott. We know what happened in the Super Bowl. We haven't gotten that far yet, but I'm just in the now. This Eagles defense has shut down good quarterbacks this season. You go back to 2017, that was Hugh's choice, and they were good, but they lacked any, I would say, great players having great seasons. Fletcher was great, but Fletcher didn't make an All-Pro that year. It was just a lot of good. The corners were
Darby, like cast-offs.
Yeah, Darby and Jalen Mills. It was...
That's what makes them so special.
Well, then they're the one that won a championship.
You know what I mean?
Because
I think back on the greatest speech ever said or spoken by an Eagle.
Jason. And nobody wanted them. They're all cast offs.
No.
It's the lane on the steroids. That's what gets you, isn't it?
Yeah, every time. I'm glad you said it because I'm a hater.
Lane Johnson's on the juice. It was great. It was so good.
But it was like, it derailed the
Well, they're underdogs. The whole look.
Everybody was like, wait a minute, what?
Did he really say that? The reactions of Howie in the back is so good. And here you go back to 04, 02, which I think was the best defense you played on. Uh-huh. Very good. I mean, I think 02 was the best one I'd seen till this year. But I don't know. I mean, Shane Matthews, Quincy Carter, David Carr.
Listen, you play who you play, man.
Jim Miller.
You play who you play.
I know, but I got to take points away. Patrick Ramsey.
They were the number two seed the year we played Jim Miller and those guys. They were the number two seed in the NFL.
Tells you about that era. You got a lot of crappy teams. 215-592-949. I'm just saying, Kyle, we may have to go back and look at Hugh's stats that year in 02.
Dominican.
Chop off a few sacks. I mean, you guys faced like three good quarterbacks
all year. Boy, with friends like y'all, man, I tell you. Hey, listen. Yeah, hey, I'm, I'm okay.
You got to hear the truth sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes the truth hurts.
Let's go to the phone lines here. Mike in Conshohocken is up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, boys, good Wednesday afternoon. And, again, it would be kind of beyond laughable if it weren't so insulting to call this the best defense ever.
Why?
Again, because when you grow up with Reggie and Seth and Jerome and, you know, so this is nice. This is a great defense. You know, a lot of fun, but it's still a reactionary defense with two or three, you know, obviously, you know, mismatches that they have to address. They still can't cover big body tight ends, especially in the red zone, one. Two, we're still not there with Bond on covering backs out of the backfield. And, you know, shifty, slotty guys are still a problem, even for Coop. And, you know, as far as those three issues have to be addressed before I'm even, you know, above 80% on this team. So it's great. And they look so good because they're so fast, and compared to the last 3-4 years where they were, you know, abominably, you know, nauseatingly slow, that's why this team's so good. And they're, you know, but again, there's a lot of opportunity. I think they're about 80%. I think they need to, you know, go from there. They have to address these two or three issues. That's on the defensive side. And the only thing left really on the offensive side is, you know, when Todd Bowles or somebody starts bringing seven, have we really executed efficiently with seven? And that's where we're at, you know, and that's it. And I have the, you know, the RV sewer all jacked up, ready to roll. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I hope we're all heading down to New Orleans. But Mike, one thing on the defense. I mean, look, they're not perfect, but they are. They are number one in the NFL in points allowed. Like, Mike, to go back for a second, the 91 defense, they didn't finish number one. Mm. I mean, like, they were great, and they had obviously all-time players with Reggie and Jerome, Seth, who will join us at 11. They didn't finish number one.
They ran up against the best offenses of all time, though. But for that point, it doesn't matter what the numbers say right now. This team still has those issues to address before they're going to be considered exceptional. And then going forward, they're going to be phenomenal. But they'll need to, you know, tweak and add and do some things to start to dictate rather than be a great reactionary defense. And it's going to be fun. They're going to be, you know, but at this point, I'm not, you know, you can't, it's not that it's laughable.
I don't think it is. I mean, I'm curious, what greatest offense of all time they faced? The Niners that year, you mean?
Yeah, of course. The Niners, the Cowboys, all those.
Oh, no, but no, Mike, the 91 Cowboys were not there yet. They had great players, but they were all kids.
Here's my point is, you know, it's really been encouraging to see the physicality, to see the other things. You know, but they're just not there yet because they still have some issues they have to address.
I think they're closer to being there than you do.
Well, everybody, even the Baltimore Ravens defense, as good as they were the year they won it, they had their flaws. You know, everybody has flaws, man. It's you look at what they've been able to do, and you give them props for that. What I do like about this team is that they're quick studies. Mm-hmm. They're very, very quick studies. And that's a credit to the defensive coordinator. That's a credit to the coaching staff and what they've been able to do. They were able to fix and tweak this defense in a way where they look totally different than they did from the first game of the season.
Totally.
They look totally different. They're communicating. I would have ventured to say that they're playing so well. I would not be surprised if they're hanging out outside of work hours. Mm-hmm. And that's important. You know, that's one of those things that we all take for granted is the fact that, you know, you have that camaraderie, you have that cohesion, and you're a family unit. And you can tell that, man, the biggest thing that stood out to me when I saw this defense and they got better every week, I was a little skeptical, but I'm like, man, they're communicating well. And they're passing guys off well because mostly they've been in a lot of man-to-man. They got in a little bit of trouble against the Carolina Panthers, and then they were able to correct those mistakes. They correct them quickly. It's not like it takes them a while to course correct.
Sure.
They almost course correct immediately. You see teams that might hit them early in a game, but then after that, they clamp down. So they do a great job of communicating, man. And as you all know, that's the biggest key when it comes to playing defense is communication.
So, like, when I do my criteria for this, there's a lot of ways you can do it. And Kyle made a good point earlier that it's not easy to just go across eras for statistics, right? Mm-hmm. Because the game in 1991 or even 2002 is way different than the game now, like passer rating and all that kind of stuff. But you can get a glimpse of who you played, right? Like, I'm half kidding, but I'm half not. In 02, you guys faced a lot of quarterbacks that just weren't great quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
And that's okay. You dominated them and you played great.
It was the era you played in.
And you
played against who you played
against. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I do think there is something to, like, when I do it, I'm looking at how many points they allowed, which is just one part of it. I'm looking at who their coordinator was, and a lot of these Eagles defenses had special coordinators, right? Yours had Jim Johnson. Obviously, back in the day, it was Buddy's defense. Now we got Vic Fangio. Jim Schwartz, probably one notch below these guys, mm-hmm. but these are all good coordinators.
And to help you out a little bit, we played in an era where you could actually get physical.
Yes, the game
with
was
the receivers.
Different.
Yeah. It was, you know, I remember Troy and Bobby used to beat receivers up on the line of scrimmage.
They changed
you
that, like, 04 after the Colts-Patriots game.
Yeah.
The other thing I look at, and so our last caller mentioned that 91 they played the greatest offense of all time, and he was referencing the Niners game. 91 they also played a lot of bad quarterbacks. The guys that just, or you forget their names now. I don't know. I mean, I almost think we're underrated in this, Kyle. They have played Lamar, Burrow, Stafford,
they
Wilson,
some of the better. They played some of the
Jaden.
Better quarterbacks of this era this season.
Yes.
And they've held them to, 17 points or something crazy
17.6,
like that?
17.6, tied for first. I would say they've faced four guys that are going to end up in Canton. Lamar, Burrow, Stafford, Wilson. And Love and Jaden have a long way to go, but they're obviously promising young players. That's a good run of quarterbacks.
Yeah, and that I mean, him going down the list of, like, these really tiny flaws that the defense might have, like, that felt way too nitpicky for me. Like, is any defensive unit, like, absolutely perfect in every aspect?
Nah.
Like, come on. Tight end, big body tight ends in the red zone?
Yeah.
Like, uh-oh.
Also, I think,
especially the tight ends nowadays, this NFL, man, they big dudes right there, man. They could take over a game now.
I also think sometimes with young players, it's like we can't quantify what they are because they haven't done it for long enough. Like, obviously Jalen Carter has a long way to go to be an all-time great. But, Hugh, when I hear Dick Vermeil and you, I mean, you said the first time you watched him in a preseason game last year, you saw some Jerome Brown. I hear Dick Vermeil comparing him to Reggie White. That means something.
That's
now,
huge.
He has to do it for 10 years, right? Like, you don't just get to be called that in totality unless you do. But his talent level is all-time kind of stuff. That's why people said he could have been the first pick in the draft last year.
Yeah, easily could have been the first pick in the draft last year.
And then obviously the off-the-field stuff pushed him down the board. Eagles got him. But, I mean, we might look back 10 years from now and I'm like, oh, my goodness, they had Quinyon Mitchell, Jalen Carter, and Cooper DeJean on the same defense. Like, I'm not saying they're all Hall of Famers, but we might look back and say, wow.
We had a nice era. We had a nice run.
Yeah.
This team will be, they has a potential to be looked at like all those other Eagles defenses are looked at. To me, Seth and those guys, they're the template. They are the catalyst for when I think of Philadelphia football. I mean, and it's always been like that for me. That group that he played with, mm-hmm. And to me, it started with Seth. And I'm not just saying that because we're about to talk to Seth. I remember being in New York playing for the Jets. And at the time, our athletic trainer was Dave Price. That used to be here in Philly. And he used to tell me stories about how hard-nosed and how wild and crazy these guys were. But they were a close group. And I remember those. I remember sitting in the locker room as a Jet. And sitting in his office and him telling me stories about those guys because that's how he remembered them fondly. He remembered them and he would tell me stories about, hey, you remind me of a guy that looked like, you're like a Philly guy because, mm-hmm. you know, and he would talk about Seth and Clyde and those guys. And I was like, seriously? He said, yeah, because, you know, he would tell me stories about Seth going to the locker room and you know, if things weren't going well, how he spoke his mind and things of that nature. And that. You know, I know he bald now, but he got that flat top that he used to wear all the time, man. And I remember growing up on those stories being in New York. And I just was like, wow. And then to get the opportunity to play there, it was big because you knew what defense meant to this city.
Yeah. And look, the accolades for the 91 defense are insane. They had three All-Pros on the defensive line with Clyde, Reggie, and Jerome. And they had Seth and Eric Allen, who were second-team All-Pro. I mean, that's I agree with you, Hugh. That's the standard to now. And I put this one above your 0-2 defense. I put it above 17. I put it above 22. Jeff in Wilmington's up. Hey, Jeff.
1991.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I say that because there was a fear factor that involved Veterans Stadium, just coming into that stadium and playing those guys. And you just listed off the All-Pros and the Pro Bowls.
Yep.
But they led the league in sacks that year, I believe, with like 55. But I did do a quick Google search because I wanted to check my stats. But the passing game was different back then, so you can almost compare it to what they did last year with 70. Because there's a lot more passing attempts, so there's more chances to get a sack. But the idea that teams were fearful of coming in here, the only reason, I mean, I think that was the year Randall got hurt early in the season.
It was, right. He only started the one game, yep.
Yeah. Honestly, dude, that was the most disappointing I've ever been in an Eagles season, because that was a year everybody my age, I'm 59, everybody thought that was our year. And then Randall goes down in the second game or something, like, I don't know, but it was early in the season. It was devastating because we knew we had the best defense, because the prior year, 1990, they were building up to that. And the body bag game was the one game that kind of set them apart from everybody else. So I was at that game, so I saw it firsthand. But, you know,
Would you say this team is the best one since then?
Oh, I think so, yeah, just a little bit over the Hughes group back in the early 2000s. And I think maybe in 10 years we'll look back on this group right now. And if they stay together for 4 or 5 years, they might be the one.
Well, that's a good point, time. Jeff, because, yeah, it does take time. And then we're seeing the beginning. This is almost like the 01 Eagles or 2000
yeah.
Eagles,
yeah, they're
right?
Still growing.
Yeah, and like by a year or two from now, if they're all together, Jeff, good phone call. This could be a dominant defense. And they are now. I mean, since the bye, they've been the best in the NFL. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Brian Dawkins talking about some of these guys, including the two rookies, Quinyon and Cooper DeJean, on with Kay Adams.
Well, number one, the aggressiveness of each one of them. All of the young guys that have been put in, and you know, their willingness to go and stay aggressive throughout the game, right? And as far as, and I'm pretty sure you're talking about that, Quinyon outside, as far as his island is concerned, his ability to do what he's doing at a young age, man, like that is not normal. That is not the normal that you see a young guy coming in. And I will tell you from what I see, and this is a message to him, like when he begins to find the football and pick it, it's going to take us to another level that they literally will not want to throw his side. When he begins to find the ball on the regular and be able to pick those, not just have PBUs, but have interceptions, they will not challenge his side. And then Cooper in the slot, right? Mm-hmm. His versatility. Right, his versatility and once again his aggressiveness, right? But also I love for a safety, a versatile guy to be able to make tackles in the open field. And so that is a premium in my opinion, that you have to be able to make open field tackles and then be able to deliver the big hit. That's what I consider myself to be able to do on a regular basis. And you see him comfortable at a young age being able to do that particular thing, hitting people in the open field, but also bringing that stank when that stank is ready to be thrown.
I know Doc was trying to be nice, but Coop makes some good tackles. He ain't at Brian Dawkins' level yet.
He did say he brings it like he did a little bit.
Because Doc was being nice.
What the Derrick Henry hit?
That was not.
The Derrick Henry
okay,
hit!
Okay. I know we all like to get caught up in the moment.
That's right.
But put Doc.
How about this guy down playing defense?
No, I'm saying, as good as that tackle was, imagine Doc trying to hit Derrick Henry.
Well, Doc was bigger.
He would have tried to run through Derrick Henry. It wouldn't have been no wrapping tackle. It would have been form leading, trying to take his head completely off.
I think that it was that tackle was just more significant because of like how iconic it looked than it was a huge hit.
It was a textbook. Let me tell you what it was. Yeah. It was a textbook tackle that you. It was an anomaly because you never see
Derrick Henry. Right.
Because you never see DBs do that.
It wasn't any hit Brian Dawkins ever laid or Sheldon Brown or Reggie Bush. Right,
it was refreshing to see something so out of a textbook in this era.
And it's like it's the viral moment for this defense.
Yes.
Because they had been playing well, but what was the moment? That became the moment. But obviously these rookies are playing great.
No, he's playing
I will
well.
Say though, there have been some moments throughout the season where our defense has laid some hits.
Yeah.
CJ Gardner Johnson.
He's the one that does it.
I mean, and this wasn't defense, but Kelee Ringo on that punt return against the Browns. Yeah, like they've hit hard this year. Jaden Daniels in that fourth down.
Ooh, yes.
Smoked them.
That was when there was like a weird snap, and then the play got
I think
botched.
Carter blew it up, and then Daniels had to run outside and Bong cleaned it up.
Oh, he crushed him. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, I'll set Joyner at 11 o'clock. All your phone calls, and later in the show, be listening for this.
Ho, ho. It's here's how they stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
I had a message from a listener the other day asking when that you look like a big old candy cane thing happened. He wants a clip of that audio. It says people love that one, Hugh. And
I'm pretty sure they do.
Well, I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
Here's what we're doing today. And today and tomorrow, your final two chances of this. It's Hugh's holiday stocking. What's in Hugh's holiday stocking?
I did find the candy cane thing, by
did
the
you?
Way.
Did you?
Yeah. Good job. Hold up. First of all, you look like a big old candy cane. You're feeling shit you heard for putting that jumpsuit on.
It's so good.
The fact that you played more of what he was saying about me is like,
we have it on the
system. I needed to provide context.
Yeah,
otherwise, it just would have been the same clip we just heard.
It's great.
Crazy.
It's awesome. All right, coming up, next time you hear the sound or call in, you can play What's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking. Today, you're playing for Jack Daniels rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, and a clear tote pack. And then the grand prize winner, if you win today, automatically enter for the grand prize, the Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, Original Wood Smoking Chips, and the Gerhard's Appliances Weber Spirit 2 Grill and a 55-inch Smart TV, all brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey. Next time you hear the sounder, call in to play. All right, Seth Joyner is coming up on the other side. We'll get his thoughts. Is this the best defense the Eagles have had since Seth Joyner was on the field? His thoughts on the game this weekend against Washington. Eagles go for the clinch. 215-592-9494. Is this the best Eagles defense you've ever seen? We'll discuss it on Sports